Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, you start, guys. I can't say anything. Nobody's been drafted, so I can't particularly talk about anybody, you know, that I can tell you that we're going to get a good player, you know, in the draft, but I can't be real specific unless you guys are going to pay the fine. If you're going to pay the fine, I talk about it all day.
How much is the fine?
$50,000.
No, thanks.
Okay.
How much does it say? F, yeah, is that like 10?
Alvin, would you say you're still on a high, though, just with landing the number one pick and the whole process, how it played out?
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty obvious. You know, it was, when you think about, you know, a 6% chance of winning anything, you know, it's a long shot at best. You know, you have three teams that got a 140 different combinations of numbers, and a couple others got, you know, 105, and, you know, we're at 60. So just trying to track the numbers was a trying feat, to say the least. You know, you got a sheet with 1,001 different combinations of numbers, and you're trying to follow them as they call out. So I got the first couple and then got the third one, but couldn't find the fourth one, and before I found it, they announced it anyway. So it was a good feeling, and you know, I don't think anybody's more deserving than the fans here, excuse me, and Mrs. Benson. You know, I just think it gives a boost to our franchise right away, and just something else. You know, Griffith's a lucky guy. You know, he gave me a tie to wear that has won three lotteries. So That's a pretty good, and I think none of them have had a 6% chance at winning. So that, you know, that tells you, you know, where his luck is, and also I think he you know, he's doing a fantastic job already of just giving hope, and you know, everybody's energized and I think ready to go.
Alvin, whoever the one pick is, Alvin, what kind of franchise is he joining now? I mean, what do you feel like this franchise is going to seems like the upswing?
Yeah, I think we're moving forward, but you know, I felt that way from the day Mrs. Benson took over. You know, I think that she has let everyone know that it's very important for us to some kind of way develop a championship mentality, and she's done everything on her side of the ledger to make sure that that's happening. And you know, obviously with getting the first pick and some of the other things that's going on, you know, we have an opportunity to move in that direction.
Will the club meet without
a lot of reaction from fans and other guys from your reaction to landing the number one pick?
My sister's not real happy with me. Let's just put it that way, okay? Because she, I've never heard her say a curse word. So it really was just, you know, just raw emotion, you know, after everything that we've gone through and what has happened, and for them to call our name. You know, it's unbelievable. The toughest thing about it is that, you know, this thing is over in 5 minutes. I mean, it's all done, and now you got to sit there for an hour and 20 minutes. And believe me, you got no chance of getting out of that room. You know, you got no chance whatsoever. So you sit there with all these other people that have lost, basically. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, the Lakers felt pretty good about it because they moved from 11th to 4th. But, you know, the ones that didn't, you know, you're sitting in there and, you know, you're happy and ecstatic about what's going on, and they're sitting in there and doesn't have the same emotion. So that's tough for it. But, you know, it was a great night all around for us and everything that happened. And, you know, we're excited about the fact that, you know, we're going to end up with a really good basketball player. So
now, with the number one pick is such a special opportunity for our organization. How much pressure do you and the organization feel to sort of get it right this time, getting a second?
Very little. Okay, very little. Really very little. Minimal, okay. I think we'll make the right decision.
No, I don't mean the pick, though. I mean this opportunity to build a winning team for a long time.
Oh, I think you're going to get a player that's capable of taking you in that direction. And so we're excited about that.
Do you think that all of the positives that have happened recently with the hirings and now Zion, do you think that will affect
NBA? Well, we don't know that for sure. Okay.
Right, sorry, okay. I apologize. Okay. The number one pick in everything that's happened, do you think that will affect Anthony in a positive way and potentially make him reconsider?
You're asking me a question that can only AD can answer. You know, that would be something that you guys would have to take up with him. You know, obviously we feel like we're moving in the right direction and, would love for him to be a part of it, you know. I think everyone keeps forgetting that he is on our roster. He is a roster player for us until July of 2020. So he is on our roster.
Have you communicated with him since the season ended?
We have, yeah. We have done that. So.
Anything interesting come from those exchanges?
As I said, we'll see. You know, I think we're headed in the right direction. And, you know, obviously he's on our roster and we'd love for him to be a part of this.
Do you guys plan to meet with him this week, Coach?
Excuse me?
Do you guys plan to meet with him this week?
You'll have to ask Griff that, you know.
So you won't be part of anything?
I think before anything happened, I think Griff would sit down with him more so than a group of people or anything, and then we'll have to go from there.
Alvin, one thing that stood out to me from draft lottery night was that Griff said he believes there are several players in this draft that could affect the franchise and completely change them on day one. From what you've seen, even beyond the number one pick, like what do you think of the depth of this draft and how they could affect the team?
Well, I think it's going to be like any draft. You know, there is, the high-end front end of the draft where, you know, you got players that's going to do that. But, excuse me, it hadn't, nothing has changed, guys. There's going to be a guy that's drafted, you know, 14 to 25. That's going to be a game changer also. It's happened, you know, almost every year. And that's where the Steve Nash and the Kobe Bryants and, Giannis and those guys were all drafted in that area right there. So, you know, somewhere along the line there's going to be some surprise guys that will step up that, that's going to become, you know, really good basketball players.
We saw your instant reaction. What was it like waking up the next day?
I was just praying that it wasn't a dream, you know. I didn't really sleep a whole lot, really. I don't think any of us really slept a whole lot, you know, because we had all the guys from the basketball ops department there because of the combines. But, you know, you just hope that it's all real.
Wait, was there a party afterwards?
Or? We did okay. Yeah. We did pretty good, yeah.
And what were your thoughts about the Trajan Langdon hire?
Really, really bright guy, you know, bright enough that they brought him in for an interview here, for the executive vice president's job. So I think he's going to be a superstar in this league, you know, in the management part of it, you know, extremely, extremely bright kid. I say kid. I mean, he's not a kid anymore, but I just know him from the Duke days. So, but he's an extremely bright guy. And I think he's got a really, really bright future.
Can you give us a quick backstory on Ty?
One of Griff's buddies, you know, from Cleveland. I said, Griff, we got to have something. And he said, I got something coming. And he said, you got to wear this tie. This tie is 3-0 in the lotteries. And so... He said it's been out front and it's been in the back. So I said, heck, I'll wear it, you know. And now it's 4-0. I'd like to retire it, but I think he's going to want it back.
Do you still have it?
I still have it. I guard it with my life, believe me.
It's by a replica. Yeah,
I think he'll know. But, we had everything going for us. I mean, obviously the angel that the fan, you know, that who's been a fan, she let us have that, and then Griff also had his grandma's class ring, so we had a lot of things working for us in there.
What percent chance do you have of winning today?
Golf? I would say that falls into the zero department. Okay, I'm out here strictly to be supportive. I don't. They fire coaches that are good golfers anyway, so I don't have to worry about that one.
And what's your response to, like, the national media who, you know, they've kind of said some things about New Orleans and the Pelicans organization, how it's...
Oh, I'm so hurt, you know, really, just really hurt, you know. Listen, I'll put our city up against any city in the United States, you know. I'll put our fans up against any fans in the United States. And you know what? We've got a great situation here. We're going to build a championship team regardless of what, you know, anybody on, you know, that show thing, you know. Because the last time I checked, I don't think Colin, I don't see him as being an expert in the basketball department, so it doesn't really matter what any of those people say. I know what we have here, and I know what we have to offer, and I know what we're doing as far as building a winning franchise here that's going to be sustainable, and that's exactly what Griff uses. You know, we're going to be a team that is going to win, and we're going to win consistently.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.